And welcome to the Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. As you can probably hear, we are inside as we begin this, I would call it a special edition of the Name Game. I'll explain. Every year on the 1st of August, we celebrate the Swiss National Day. Why is it significant? Because it was on that day that people of three what are now cantons, the original Swiss cantons, gathered not far from where I'm standing to swear the oath of everlasting alliance, which created the Swiss Confederation. And the significance of the room I'm in now is this. I'm looking down on a glass case onto a parchment document. This is the original federal charter of 1291, the 1st of August. A very simple document, only 17 lines handwritten with three seals hanging from the bottom. We are in central Switzerland, the heartland of the original Swiss Confederation where it was founded. We are in a place which is very close to, but not exactly on the eastern shore of the Lake of Lucerne. Very close. This is another clue. The name of the capital and the place we are at is the same as the canton it's in. The canton and capital are exactly the same. And finally, the name of this place, both the town and the canton, is the origin of the word Switzerland. A lot of clues before we've even hardly begun the program. I would like to welcome Dr. Erwin Horat, who is the vice archivist of our mystery town and canton in which it's in. I can imagine that the state archives of our mystery canton must be a popular place with visitors.
Yes, of course, we had a lot of visitors here in this archive and also in the other archives in this place. Here in this archive you have the original parchment documents from 1291.
We're surrounded by them here everywhere.
And the second part is the flags. We had the original flags of this canton, started Battle of Morgarten 1315 and ended in the battles against the French troops in 1798.
And these are all the original flags. They're obviously time and weather beaten, of course. These were the original flags brought into battle.
Yes, exactly.
This is, of course, the most important, perhaps, museum here. It's certainly well known all over Switzerland. But you have a lot of other important museums in this area, too.
Yes, we had a second museum, the Forum of Schweizer Geschichte, and in this museum...
Forum of Swiss History.
Swiss History, and there you can see how the people lived, the daily life. And we had a third museum, the Schatzturm, there you...
The treasure tower.
Treasure tower, and there you had jewelry, gold, silver.
Dr. Horat, I know in the back, because I saw it coming in, there is a very large statue. The park area here is very beautiful. You have like poplar trees, which were planted, I know, because it was very symbolic. That's the wood that was used to make the crossbow, which, of course, is one of the national symbols of Switzerland. But there is a very, very big statue. It looks like a bronze statue there. It is depicting a Swiss man looking, I would imagine, like a farmer or a worker who is obviously putting on his military uniform for active service. What is the significance of that statue?
This is the significance to be ready for the defense. And when we are here, we can see two important things in the Second World War. We have the mental defense in the archive to show the own way of these small countries around the lake. And we have the second part, the military defense, to be ready against the national-socialistic...
The Nazis in Germany, yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
A bit of a delicate question, a social-political question, I guess. People here have the reputation for being closed to Europe, very skeptical of the European Union, bilateral agreements. What's the problem?
The problem is that you don't have so much to say. The decisions are not here, the decisions are far away. And for that why we have problems, or a lot of us have problems.
This is where direct democracy, the direct involvement of the citizen began, and it's a very deep tradition here.
Yes, exactly.
And this is an area of contrast. We have high mountains here, we have Alps, and then we have smaller ones, and then we have what you would call here hills, but other people would call them mountains. And I would see, right from where we're sitting, three different types of mountains or highlands. And then, of course, we can look over, practically look into the Lake of Lucerne. And the other thing, which is very, very striking, is that we have this town, and then immediately outside the town is farmland. It's such a contrast. We have the urban and we have the agricultural, practically in the same place. This seems almost unique to this area.
Yes, that is so. And for that reason, our place is its name. It's not a town. In German, we call that Flecken. It's bigger than a village. It's smaller than a town. No center, no architecture of a town, but it's bigger than a village.
It's almost like a big settlement, we could say.
Yes, of course. It's really a place to live with an intact, beautiful nature.
And going around the town, I noticed that people seem to know each other. There's a strong social connection. People are known. It's like one big family.
Yes, because it's not so big.
There's a very strong religious feeling and religious history here. This is a strongly Roman Catholic area. And, of course, at one point in Swiss history, the so-called Sonderbund War, basically a civil war, let's call it by its name, that's what it really was, Swiss against Swiss on religious grounds, Protestant or Reformationist versus Catholic.
And also political reasons, because there was a discussion, shall we have a big government in Bern, a government which have to decide, or do we have the old system, each canton have to decide. And as you can imagine, our canton said, we want to decide. We don't want the government in Bern who decide for us. And these two reasons, political and religion, was the reasons for this civil war, the last civil war in Switzerland, as we hope for all times.
They say every great nation has had a civil war. I guess historically it's almost true, isn't it?
Yes.
There's something else which is very, very characteristic to this area. It seems to me, if I were to be blindfolded, parachuted down or left on the street here and really didn't know where I was, if I looked around quickly, took off the blindfold, I would say, I am in this area in central Switzerland. It's hard to explain. It's the architecture. It's the feeling. The houses, beautiful churches, and you seem to have your own style.
Yes, that's true. It is the Baroque style in the late 16th, 17th, still 18th century. The whole central Switzerland is dominated by this architecture style.
And from the point of view of tourism, there's so much to bring people here. First of all, this beautiful architecture, these wonderful, well-preserved towns and villages around here, our mystery location itself, the beautiful nature, the lake so close by, so many things, but also sports. Certainly you have lots of skiing around here. It's a walker's paradise, mountain biking. There's hardly anything you don't have.
Yes, we had also here swimming, walking, climbing. Yeah, it's really a beautiful nature which gives you the opportunity to do a lot of sport.
One thing we haven't discussed is industry. Now, this is not an area with heavy industry. It has a lot of specialized industry. But the one industry that probably has put this place on the map more than any other is the Victorinox company. Victorinox is the original company producing the Swiss Army knife. Let's go over and meet Urs Wies to find out more. Mr. Wies, tell us the brief story of the origin of the Swiss Army knife.
One important date was the 12th June in 1897. This was the birthday, we can say, of the Swiss Army knife. It was the date where the owner protected in Bern the original Swiss Army knife, the model.
Mm-hmm. Now, here in Switzerland, we don't talk about the Swiss Army knife. We talk about the officer's knife, right? Presumably, these were knives that were issued to Swiss Army officers originally.
Yes, some people say Swiss Army knife, the other Swiss Army officer's knife. The name Swiss Army knife was created by the American soldiers at the end of the Second World War because for them, Swiss Army officer's knife was too long, and so they created the abbreviation Swiss Army knife.
It says it all, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Now, the Swiss Army knife is the past of Victorinox, but you are also looking to the future, and you've come out with a whole new line of very high technology, very futuristic products, for example.
It was the Swiss tool, our famous multi-tool, the steel version, a plier where you have in the plier all the different functions of the blades. Then,
how many tools are in there, incidentally?
The Swiss tool has 33 functions.
And they're all integrated in that one tool?
All integrated in one tool, yes.
And also for electronics, I think you've come out with something new.
Yes, this was our latest novelty. It is the Cyber tool. First of all, it has a cyber look with transparent handles, transparent red handles. And integrated is a bit holder with four different bits, and every bit has two functions, and with these bits you can manage every screw of PCs, of electronical household equipment and toys.
That used to be reserved only for the service centers. You can do it at home now.
Yes, you can do it at home, yes, yourself.
There's another product that I've seen here. We're standing outside the company in a loading area, and I was able to see a couple of the products. One looks very, very modern. I would say it's a toolkit in the form of a credit card. This is really new.
Yes, you're right. The dimensions are exactly the same of a credit card. We call it Swiss card. It's very thin. It's about 4 millimeters thin only. And in this Swiss card, you have the same implements than in a small pocket knife, like scissors, a blade, nail file, tweezers, and a ballpoint pen.
How big is Victorinox to our mystery location? I believe you actually are the biggest employer around, aren't you?
That's right. We are the biggest employer here. We have actually about 1,000 employees, and this is very important for this region.
Urs Wies of Victorinox, thank you very much indeed. That's it. We have run out of time for this edition of the Name Game, but very, very quickly, a couple of clues to help you. We are in central Switzerland. We are near the eastern shore of Lake Lucerne. Our mystery location is not on the lake, but very near the lake, just a stone's throw. The name of our mystery town is the same as the canton. It is the capital of the canton of the same name. The name of the canton and town is the origin of the word Switzerland, or in German, Schweiz. Now, I can't give you much more than that. Dr. Erwin Horath, thank you very much for telling us about your hometown and also our mystery location on this edition of the Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti, thanking you very much for listening and wishing you the very best of luck.